It's been 2 weeks, and of course, we're back. Some of you might have noticed that we had announced that we were going to have a guest today. Unfortunately, that did not work out while I fixed my chair here, but that's okay. We're still bringing you a podcast. It might be one that we're winging a little bit. We might have some changes in terms of the head-to-head, but we'll still talk about all the things that you love and, of course, all the things that you hate on us for. But please like, subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at 91octane. And if you want to send us any emails, info at 91octane.com. Also, I mentioned last time, new discount code. Make sure you use discount code JACKSTANDS for free shipping and 10% off this time at our store at 91octane.com. Serves as a reminder to get through those project cars. Of course, I'm talking to myself. Let's get this started.
This thing is a freaking monster.
Welcome to 91 Octane. I am John.
And I'm Tony.
Yeah, and of course, we're back with your 91 Octane headlines. Then we're going to have a bit of a modified headline head-to-head, and we're going to end on a segment where we just talk about some of the stuff that we've been plugged into throughout the week, some of the trouble we've been getting into, and some of the changes we might have in our future. But first, I'll kick it off with our first headline, the cost of takeovers, zero down, 992 per month at 42.99 APR for 96 months. I actually thought, I was like, you know what, should I do the math and like kind of come up with like a real one? Thinking, but I was like, no one's gonna care. Like no one's really gonna
care
about that.
No one's gonna do the math.
No one's gonna do the math. And I post it, and one of the first comments is, make the math make sense. And I was like, oh man, this is like, come on man, like this is like completely,
you know,
beside the point.
That helps it. I think that's actually adds to it, considering what the article is.
Yeah,
it shouldn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a bunch of bullshit. But I mean, it's we covered last time that, you know, a lot of these Corvettes are being stolen, and that's why I posted
Camaros.
A Corvette or Camaro. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And that's why I posted a Camaro with the headline. And this is sort of in line with some of the, I mean, obviously this is a little more exaggerated, but sort of in line with what people are getting into in order to take these cars to takeovers, also stealing them to take them to takeovers.
Yeah.
Those bastards. And we know takeover kids are poor decision makers. Might even be the poorest decision makers out there in the moment. They are not part of the car culture, I'll say that. But if you could get rid of one car adjacent community, right? Not takeover.
Okay,
right?
All right.
All love, right? You know, this is just hypotheticals. If you could get rid of one adjacent, right, to the car community or within the car community, who would it be?
Okay. All right. If I had to get rid of one.
Yeah, you had to get rid of one.
Exotic.
Oh man, that was actually pretty. It's easy. That one's easy.
For me, it's definitely easy. Exotic.
That's a bit of a cop out, though.
You ask for a question, I give you an answer. That's what it is.
It's like, let's get rid of the billionaires. Like, I mean, yeah.
Eat the rich?
You're 100% right. I mean, I should have made that an exception. I didn't. Because you're right. I mean, that'd probably be the easiest one to go for. It's the community that we're clearly not a part of.
Well, it's a community that I think, beyond having like straight up billionaire money, even if we could afford it, we probably wouldn't be a part of.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's not what I enjoy. I will say when I was little, it's what grabbed my attention. But, you know, growing up, now that I found my niche, it's not that. Although I wouldn't mind being in a Koenigsegg. Like, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Would I own one for a while? Probably not. You know, probably not. I think every... This is a bit of a tangent, but a different question. Every car enthusiast is an attention seeker to some degree.
Yeah.
Do you
fair.
Right?
Fair.
Every single one. Right? Yeah. To different levels of degrees, right? The exotics are probably on the higher end of that scale.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where would you put yourself, like, if you were to say, like, 1 to 10, with 10 being hypercar supercars, what level does your attention seeking land in?
I feel, you know.
And again, you're gonna have to define
self,
it.
This is self-analyzing a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But I do feel like I kind of put myself maybe at, like, a 4.
Okay, now let's define what a 4 is.
Okay, I think you don't want to be in a straight-up hoopty, right?
Yeah.
But at the same notion, you do want to be in something nice and recognizable, right? But that's not the primary thing.
What would qualify as nice and recognizable?
You're not in a base model.
Okay, so right? higher trim of any sports car.
I wouldn't say any, because obviously I got – so I guess to put it – the way I'm going to defend it, right?
Okay.
Is that if I wanted the attention higher, like let's say a 7, right?
Yeah.
I would have kept the Type R, because the Type R
is
had
a 7.
Clout like a motherfucker.
How?
Okay. The pedigree.
Okay.
And even to non-car people, it was an attention getter.
So you got approached – like on the street?
Oh, I got thumbs up. Like it was a cool car to drive. Okay. Everybody kind of
saw it. You sure it was
it.
A thumb?
It could have been the other one, but it's still attention.
Yeah.
All
good
attention
point.
Is good
touché,
attention.
Touche.
But like the Type R had way more visibility. More people were looking at me, right?
Yeah.
And in all reality, like if we're talking about the size of car community who likes the car, the JDM community is a lot bigger than my Mustangs.
Yeah, no, that's
a
good
sense,
point.
I can go to a Cars and Coffee or a car show, whatever, and I know more people will be, quote, approving or whatever of seeing the Type R versus my old-ass Cobra.
Yeah, and you had it, like, freshly baked, right? Right out the oven. You were part of the early adopters of the Type R.
You know, no confirmation, but at least as far as like Facebook groups,
yeah,
I was probably within the first 5 in California with that color.
Okay, I'm confirming it right now. You were the first person to to own a Type R in California.
I was one of the
but
first.
But
that
lends
that
itself,
color.
Yeah, that, for that color. Lends itself to the yeah. So that makes a 7. How much attention would you have to receive before it makes you get rid of the car?
Probably a little bit more than the 7.
So like, where would you put, like, is an 8, like, you get approached at gas stations, you get approached for pictures, you
I
get,
think,
is
I
that,
think
that's
8
where
starts getting pictures.
Okay.
9 starts getting, like, you know, actual neck breaking, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then 10 is, like, full on, holy shit, you know?
Right, yeah. And you, that's where you, pictures is where you would draw the line.
I think if people started randomly asking to take pictures of my car and shit, I'd be a little annoyed by it, yeah.
Oh, really?
I'd
really?
Be annoyed by it.
Don't you think that's like such a weird – because honestly, I feel the same way.
Okay, all right.
But
all right.
Don't you think that's like such a weird way to think about it? Because they're in a way celebrating you a little bit, and you're over here being an asshole about it.
It is, but – I think that's why – that also kind of gets to a point where how much is it about attention versus me?
Yeah.
And for me, it's a little bit more that it's more about my experience.
And how you
it.
Feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. How you've defined it, I'd probably put myself 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little higher. I definitely wouldn't be down with the picture side of things. We're talking about this like it would actually happen. But yeah, I'm with you. It's more so about the perspective in my head. It's more so about impressing myself, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm driving something that I would praise if I saw at a gas station, that's where I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need so much the external validation as much as that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting rid of the exotics community, I guess. Let's go into our next headline.
All right. Next headline. presidential election to be decided by whichever candidate candidate's heart can take a lap in an F1 car.
This is this one was interesting because I have a bunch of banked headlines where I feel like they might be too spicy. I feel like, you know, maybe there's a line sometimes that you just don't want to cross. And I felt like this one approached it but didn't quite land there.
Yeah, if I would have commented more on it, then it maybe could have landed there.
But yeah, I mean, Instagram started suppressing political ads or political content. This might qualify as political content, but it did do decently well. It did, but the commenters came out in droves, man. this was a very polarizing post. Which was hilarious for me.
Team both hearts popping.
More than likely, that's exactly what would happen, man. That's exactly what would happen.
Heck yeah. By the way, short applause for those photo editing skills. Like, that looked really good.
Thank you. I was very proud of that, too, man. I was like, oh, damn, this should be... Hopefully they hire me out in Washington, right. D.C., you know?
Definitely. I mean, I don't know. You're putting them in some danger right now.
I mean, honestly, though, we need something that tells us that our candidates are going to be okay to handle the next 4 years. You know, like But this is not a political podcast. We don't need to get into all that.
I was very
proud of this one. I will say that I was very proud of this one.
I enjoyed it. It was great. It was great. my question to you.
Okay.
All right, so if talking about presidents and cars, right?
Okay.
If they were to do a racing series, would it be F1 or would it be something else?
I think they would probably do NASCAR.
Okay.
I think it would NASCAR or IndyCar. Now we have to debate, right? Because that's hard. Okay, so we're going to have to go one by one, right?
If
it was Biden, right? Uh-huh. Biden, we've already seen him kind of do the whole, like, he's adopting EV, but he presents himself as a car guy.
Right.
He's a man of the people. Yeah, he has a Corvette, right? Mm-hmm. I think his PR team would probably be like, you need to do NASCAR.
Right. Okay, so on the other side, absolutely they would tell Trump the same thing. That's his base.
That's actually where I was gonna go, because the Let's Go Brandon chant started in NASCAR, right? Was that NASCAR?
Oh my god, they'd actually be chanting it while he's racing. I didn't even think about that.
So then maybe that pushes Biden to IndyCar then.
I feel like you lean into that. So they leaned into the dark Brandon thing, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they lean into Let's Go Brandon on NASCAR, right?
You're right. So it would still be NASCAR. Because a part of me was thinking Trump might even do F1.
So,
because he wants to be the elite.
I was going to say, if we look at Trump's garage, what was his car that sold a couple years ago? Is it like a Diablo or something?
Lamborghini? I don't know.
It was a Lamborghini. I forget which one. But he had a Lamborghini that they sold for like $2 million.
Okay.
And that's the kind of garage, you know, the golden toilet. You know what I mean? Like,
That's so spot on. The golden toilet.
If he didn't have you know, a staffer going, no, you need to do NASCAR. Because I feel like, strategy-wise, they'll both go NASCAR.
Yeah.
But if we're just talking about them choosing their own, he might go F1.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if they had to choose...
He'd be the greatest of all time.
We need to work on our impressions.
I know. I'll work on it.
Me too. But I think if they had to choose their own, I think Biden lands IndyCar. Or Formula E.
So I think the EV stuff, though, is staffing. That staffing targeting a agenda in a sense, right?
Because he is an ice guy. You're right.
He is an ice guy.
If we go by what we know about their garages.
Yeah, yeah. We're not talking about them making the best political choice, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just them, if they had full reins on their fucking dementia, both of them. What would they go for, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Donnie goes F1, Dark Brandon.
NASCAR.
Does he go NASCAR? I feel like he goes IndyCar.
But IndyCar isn't like, because his stuff is classic American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the Cadillac, but his cars are
IndyCar
classics.
Is classic American, though. Which one came? And I don't know the answer to this question. I probably should. Which one came first, IndyCar or NASCAR?
Chicken or the egg?
I don't know. It might have been NASCAR, actually.
It might have been NASCAR. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I think NASCAR was born of bootlegging. So
that's true. The dirt tracks and
makes sense that, yeah, they might have come first.
I mean, Biden was probably around when it started. So
we should ask him, man. We should ask him. I think that's where they land, though. Yeah, I think you're right. I'll give it. I don't know. I get the feel. I'm going to stick with Biden goes IndyCar.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Agree to disagree on this a little bit, but all right.
But we do agree
that's a fun exercise.
Yeah. Trump goes F1. All right. In our next headline, Project Cars across Texas nearing completion as Pornhub blocks access statewide. X-Hamster and some other porn site just got sued by Texas, too. Because they were still operating in the state. I thought it was funny, just the idea of all these Texans like having all these time on their hands all of a sudden because they have no access to these sites. But family aside, right? Family aside for you, what are some things that keep you away from the car community, from cars and your car passion? Pornhub.
No, dog training.
Dog training is one. Yeah, that's
split
like
split up everywhere, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Outside of that too. I would count that as family.
Okay. Yeah. Fur babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I don't subscribe to that.
You said it.
So outside of that. Man. Okay, I guess it would honestly be unfortunately video gaming or binge watching shit.
Oh, what do you
just like general couch potato shit, you know?
What do you game?
Usually it's Elder Scrolls Online.
Okay.
And then Forza Horizon. Fucker. All right.
I didn't know. I thought you were gonna say like Rocket League or
no,
like,
no,
yeah, Call of Duty. No, no, you're serious.
No, no, yeah, full MMOs.
Yeah. Full MMOs. Okay. And what was the second thing you mentioned? Oh, binge watching TV.
Oh, just like yeah, binge watching.
What are you watching right now? What is like your most guilty pleasure show?
Ooh,
that you've been binge watched.
That I binge watch. So. I think it would have to be, and it's because I've binge watched it already last year, and I think I'm gonna end up watching it again this year.
Okay.
It's like How I Met Your Mother, which at least once a year we binge watch the entire all seasons. Me and my wife.
The original one,
the original,
because
yeah.
there's How I Met Your Father.
Father,
now?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I didn't get into it either. I also watched How I Met Your Mother all the way through once, but I never went back to it.
I keep going back, and it frustrates me because I'm like, I need to watch something else. I'm like, yeah, I'll just put this back on.
Yeah, I'm sure it would count as a guilty pleasure show to somebody, but I don't consider that like guilty
really?
Pleasure.
I mean, I don't feel guilt for watching anything.
Yeah, do you watch any reality television?
No.
Ever? Like even when you were younger? Like Real World and
no,
not even
I
when you were younger.
Despised it.
Really?
No, the closest reality TV show that I enjoyed was the parody that Dave Chappelle did.
The Making the Band parody.
Yeah.
Take a picture
with
him.
Mad Real World too.
He did. You're right. With the white guy staying with the black, mm-hmm. With the black house, and he got stabbed. I don't remember. I can't quote that one as much as Making the Band. Like Making the Band, I felt like more. Now we're. This is major tangent. What are some Dave Chappelle quotes that you still use to this day?
Oh man, fuck your couch.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the Auto-Tune song they made from that.
No,
there was like an Auto-Tunes on YouTube from that, and it was it was awesome. It was amazing. I'm rich, bitch.
of course. Yeah, that you can't get that out of your head.
Yeah. And random jokes from the Player Haters Ball.
Oh God, the Player Haters Ball. Oh my God, so
just
good.
Randomly, I'll just tell that to people. Just like.
Oh yeah, man. For me, you hit some of the big ones. The five greatest rappers of all time: Dylon, 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 and Dylon.
Yeah.
That one I still use very frequently. Hamina.
The crackhead.
Tyrone Biggums. Tyrone Biggums. And then Bixby Biggums was that the name of the black the, KKK members?
Yes. I don't think it was Biggums, but it was Bixby something, wasn't it?
I forget what it was.
One I forgot was Rick James, bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's a major one.
It's fair to say
one.
I quote it often, yeah. I think, actually.
And also, Game, Blouses.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that one was big, too. Yeah, God. Dave Chappelle, he did so much damage in such little time.
What takes you away from the cars?
TV. TV for sure. I would say TV's a big one. The couch potato stuff for sure. 91 Octane, although that one doesn't count, but and like
it's adjacent.
Yeah, it's family. It's car stuff. That is family. Yeah. That is.
Although I don't subscribe to that.
No, that's a good one. But I would say Housework is probably another one.
So responsible.
Yeah. If you look back there, there's a new shed. Out in the backyard, put that together.
Go over
weekend.
There with a square and be like, nah, yeah. man, yeah. nah.
it's definitely a 10-footer. and let's see. Everything else, I would say there's a lot of car-adjacent stuff that keeps me away from my cars.
Okay.
Stuff, right? The Sim stuff keeps me away from the cars.
Off-camera
Sim stuff keeps me away from cars.
Okay.
Work. Yeah, my
day
job.
That's the biggest mother.
Yeah. God, if I could get rid of my day job, I'd be clean on all my cars right now, man. it's mostly TV, I would say. Also have... You know, I will rewatch. Right now I'm going back to a lot of like 90s stupid comedy movies. Like I just rewatched Dumb and Dumber for the 1,000th time because that's one of my favorite movies. what does that wow mean?
I think, because I forget who, you know what? My brother-in-law quotes it a lot.
Oh, dude,
and
me
he's
too.
He's like, it's from Dumb and Dumber. And I'm like, dude, I remember seeing it once.
And you never saw it?
I've never seen it again
really?
Since then. No.
It just wasn't your thing?
I honestly, it's been so long.
That you don't even
remember. Like, it's been that long.
That's hard because I watched it. I think that movie came out in 96. And I'm pretty sure I watched it within a few years of it releasing. I was a little kid. But I was quoting it even as a little kid. But I was also a huge Jim Carrey fan, like the Ace Ventura movies.
Yeah.
Were you into those?
The Pet Detectives.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Those, but not Dumb and Dumber.
You know what? It could have also been that, you know, when we were wee little things,
yeah,
we didn't have internet. So whatever we got to watch a lot was whatever ended up on VHS.
So good. This brings up a really good story. So this movie, we rented it. We rented it from Blockbuster.
Okay.
My dad was actually quoting it because he used to work in Vegas. He works construction. And he would do a lot of
the
foundation and drilling for a lot of like the big like the Stratosphere and all the big hotels. And so he would spend weeks in Vegas, and then he'd come back, and he'd be talking about all the movies he watched on the plane or stuff like that. And he watched Dumb and Dumber once, and he was quoting it, thought it was hilarious. So I told my mom, I was like, oh, let's go to Blockbuster. We should rent Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
So we rent Dumb and Dumber, and I didn't see the whole movie until I was probably 17 or 18. Because there's a scene where Lloyd is daydreaming as he's driving, and he's thinking about his, I forget the name, Mary Swanson. He's thinking about Mary Swanson, who has a crush on. And there's this like romantic scene where he lifts her skirt, and you can see her ass crack a little bit. And my mom saw that, took out the VHS, and said, "You guys aren't watching this." And so I fell in love with what literally was maybe half hour of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I never saw it again. And I always wanted to watch it. And then I forgot about it. And then I watched the rest of the movie. And from that point on, it was like, okay, this is one of my favorite movies. It is a huge inspiration for a lot of the stuff that I do now. Like even 91 Octane.
Yeah.
Like the comedy stuff, like being goofy, being dumb, being like there's different types of comedy, right? And there's, I think, the being dumb and not taking yourself seriously type of comedy. How comfortable are you with that?
I mean, I'm finding out here, so.
What? God, this is taking a huge tangent, but what is your favorite movie?
Dang, okay. You know, I'm not really sure. Like, I don't really...
You don't really have anyone that sticks out?
No.
Like, let's not even your favorite. Like, most memorable. Just...
So, there's few movies that I will go out and buy, even though I never watch them again.
Yeah, yeah. Just as support.
Which, it's been a while because, obviously, everything's moved towards streaming instead of Blu-rays or anything else, right?
Yeah.
So I know one of the last Blu-rays that I did buy was, and this shows maybe a big difference, was The Green Mile.
Oh, that's the football one.
No,
that's a drama.
It's a drama. Oh, it is a drama.
Yeah, that's with the big dude.
It's an old ass movie.
He goes to prison unjustifiably, right? Is that
right? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, I think, is in that one.
God, yeah, that's a big departure from Dumb and Dumber.
Very. But so I also don't watch a lot of movies repeatedly, you know? I think that was just the last one I remember buying because I was like, oh, this is a really good movie.
The Green Mile. Which one was it? I was thinking, first I thought of The Big Green. That was another one of my favorites. And then the other one was, what was I thinking of with the football guy and Sandra Bullock?
Bullock.
The Blind Side.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The Green Mile. Wow. Okay. Yeah. You're a lot more serious than I thought.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Seriously. But let's hit our next headline because we've killed this one.
Yeah. Okay. So, man arrested for yelling at cars with rep wheels from the bus stop.
What a piece of shit. What a piece of shit. Also didn't do that well. I was surprising. I was really proud of that one. Yeah, a lot of people like to talk in the car world.
Yeah,
gatekeep. That's what so a lot that of people like to gatekeep.
Going
to
be the question I had prepared for you was, okay, were you ever or are a subscriber to the hating on rep wheels?
No.
Is that no to both?
To what do you mean? I only heard one question.
Oh, if you were or still are.
I never was. And definitely am not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
never was. Definitely am. I think, and I might be wrong on this, but I think the disdain for rep wheels is a little overblown. Obviously, there are limits.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, when safety's a factor, then it's like, okay, even if you're getting cast wheels, try to go reputable, right? Don't go like random eBay China store.
Yeah.
But, like, I think everybody, whatever you can reach for is what you should do. right? And if it makes you feel good, go for it. That said, outside of Wheels, I have been a gatekeeper.
Okay.
Stick shift, right? If you drive an automatic, you're not a driver.
I mean,
right?
That's not gatekeeping. That's facts. That's facts, okay?
Well, not anymore, though, right? Like, now automatic transmissions are better than us.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make them a driver. It just makes the car better.
So would you qualify yourself a better driver than Verstappen?
No. No.
And they're using automatic transmissions.
True, but I bet you he can whoop my ass in a manual too.
That's true, but that is an assumption that we cannot confirm at this moment.
Unconfirmed if Verstappen can beat me in a race. Yes.
No, you're throwing out an assumption to satisfy your argument.
Maybe, right?
But we do know they use automatic transmissions. I mean, like,
But
it's hard.
We don't know if me, right? We're throwing an assumption that I won't beat him in
well,
the
let's
same
just use,
F1
let's just
car,
use,
right?
Let's just use us, right?
Yeah.
In a Supra. In a sim. Let's say in a sim, right? We're okay. In a sim. We use a Supra.
Yeah.
Right? If you're using the automatic transmission and not using the shifter in the sim, does your lap count?
That's a good one. I would say the lap counts, but it doesn't make me a better driver.
Even if you're faster.
I mean, well, if we're driving, what are you driving on the track?
We're both driving Supras.
No, we're actually driving, though.
Like right now?
Yeah,
like
you have
the E36. Yeah.
And it's?
Stick shift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be driving. Damn it.
Yeah.
Cobra, stick shift.
Right.
Right? So if we're going to do the race in automatic, we're not getting all the practice in, right? And I'll say I have the shifter, but my wheel stand for my sim doesn't have a place for me to mount it.
Just strap it to yourself and just.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I tried putting it on my table, and I'm driving. I have to go.
It's like a truck. You're driving a big rig.
So I don't use it on mine.
I have to say.
It's so frustrating.
I vehemently and passionately disagree with you on this one.
Okay.
I do agree, right?
Mine was a little snarky just to talk shit on automatic stuff. Yeah. For gatekeeping.
So you don't actually feel this way?
No, the comment was more of the snarky just to talk shit on automatic versus manual.
I thought
you'd say gatekeep that as far as like, oh yeah, I'm the best driver, but you got to be able to do it in both.
Yeah.
I think if you don't know how to do it in manual, but you can do it in auto, you still got a lot of learning to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a purist argument in there, right? In that you're not going to heel toe, right? You're not going to shift. I mean, even rev matching in a stick shift.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's rev matching in a stick shift? Is that closer to automatic or closer to stick shift driving?
Like auto rev matching?
Auto rev matching.
I mean, I guess it's closer to automatic, but at least you're still kind of rowing the gears and choosing what gear to be in what corner, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How to approach your braking zones.
You can choose what gear to be in with the paddles.
True. I mean, from a logical side, we can argue it, and yes, you can be way faster and still be a great driver in automatic.
All right, so what you're saying is
from
I win.
From a snarky side, I'm 100% with the gatekeeping of like manual cars better still.
It's funny because
the illogical side.
You're being devil's advocate, which is cool. I love it. It's great for the podcast. But this is how I felt when I was younger.
Yeah.
Right. Back before automatic transmissions caught up, but still very illogically and unreasonably against the automatic transmission. But, you know, it was sort of baked into the culture at the time. You know, if someone came, oh, I got a new car, like in high school, the first question was, oh, is it stick shift? Yeah. And if it wasn't, like, oh, go hang out with somebody
else. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're good, dude.
Well, so, again, kind of coming from that side, though, too, right? If you had the choice in your E92 and they said, cool, we're going to trade your E92 in and you're going to get an automatic now.
Okay.
Is that going to be an upgrade or a downgrade for you?
What am I using it for?
the same thing. That's my usually, that's usually my argument back to everything.
Yeah.
I'm not making any money off of racing.
Yeah.
I'm going for my enjoyment. I'm always going to go manual, even if I'm slower in it.
You kind of got me there. I would probably go manual.
Right.
Even although I have been tempted, the laziness in me, right, is kind of like
so much, John.
But I'm talking on the track specifically, right? On the track specifically, like after playing sim, so like being on the sim so much, and just working paddles, it's like wow, like I can use so much more brain power for corners and apexes, okay. Right? Like it just seems like it frees up such a big part of me to think about something else. Granted, shifting gears is second nature at this point, but
yeah,
it's
but when you're trying to optimize times,
yeah, like it feels like the automatic, even more so than the automatic transmission being quick, does give you the advantage that it frees up brain space. You know, like I'm on like 2 gigs of RAM still, you know, so it's not. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, if I had a automatic, you know, would I be faster? Would it be a little different? You know, could it be a little more fun in that regard?
Well, that's the question right there. Would it be more fun?
And that's the only
benefit you would get.
That's
you're not
going to
get no
stuck.
Money out of it.
That's where I get stuck, right? It's not going to be more fun, right? Plus, you know, I'm still making the transition from you don't completely heal from some of the old thoughts that you had sometimes, right? With the gatekeeping on the stick shift, right? So there's still a part of me that thinks, I'm better because I'm stick shift. You know, like, I can drive a little better because I'm stick shift. I'll admit it. You know, even though I think it's complete bullshit sometimes, it does feel proud to say, oh, yeah, my car's stick shift. I'm tracking a stick shift car.
It's also kind of like when you do podium on it, and let's say the other drivers were automatic.
Yeah.
You worked that much harder to get it. And it almost brings up that satisfaction too.
Yeah, but then it also on the flip side of that, it's like when you work harder for something, are you just not as smart? Like does it really just make the reward feel better in general?
If I'm again, to me it's more if I'm not making money and it's not my career,
yeah.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah. For me it's about the hardware. So if I can get an edge on the hardware, even though, man, you know what, dude, you know the realization
automatic
I made lately?
Swap your E36.
No way. Not a chance. I mean, I might go sequential. I would never go sequential, but if I had to, sequential would be nice. But what I was going to say right now is with the track car being down for the last 4 or 5 months, yeah. Yeah. The time is passing by pretty quickly. But with it be down for the last, dude, I've saved so much money. So it's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. Like when it's in your face like that, and I'm just like, what the fuck have I been doing? And then I snap out of it and start searching for motors and new cars like almost immediately. But yeah, I hit up Carlos this morning. I'm like, dude, do you know anybody that has an S52? I need to get on this like right now. But
just
yeah,
LS
man.
Swap it.
Oh, God. I've thought about it. I've thought about get it going S54, the later generation M3 motor or LS swap in it. But it's just so much more expensive. I want reliable seat time. I want to go have fun, right, for a very long time. So I don't want to make it too complicated. But, yeah, anyway, this has been a tangent of tangent episodes. Let's get into our next segment, which usually is the headline head-to-head. But since we had a guest lined up that didn't show up, no fault to them. That's okay. Some things happen. Things fall through. But in the planning sessions for the headline head-to-head, Tony was going to come up with 5 questions. I was going to come up with 5 questions. And then before we started the episode, we're like, hey, what questions do you have? Let's compare them to make sure that we're not overlapping for the Motorhead Blitz. Well, I gave him my questions along with the answers before we found out that we weren't going to have that guest. So, yeah, you got me. So for this week, we're going to put me in the hot seat. And Tony's going to ask the questions because I have no visibility to what he was going to ask. And so the way the game is going to work this week is If he stumps me on at least three questions, he wins. If I get at least three questions right out of the five, I win, and it counts as a point towards the ongoing challenge that we have going on. And do we still want to count the no multiple choice answer as double?
I feel like that give it too much of an edge on this one.
Really? I feel like it would be only fair. So, okay, let's rock, paper, scissors for it.
All right.
Just one. All right, okay. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Ah, you cheated.
Ha, got him.
I should have been looking. I should have played more seriously, but fine. Fine, here we go. All right, so go ahead and shoot.
All right. First question.
Ah, shit.
Oakland is on track to worsen their abandoned car problem.
Mm.
Oh, did you know this one?
I do not, but it sounds interesting. Okay, the first thing that came to mind is, oh, man.
Free Oakland, cars?
Yeah.
No, I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Oakland's going to be a haven like for project car people. But yeah, all right. Multiple choice me up.
Okay, so they're on track to worsen their abandoned car problem this year. The reports look to supersede this report from 2023 that had this many cars abandoned or reported abandoned in Oakland in 6 months.
In 6 months, okay.
And this is a 2023 report that we're on track to pass already.
Okay.
A, 3,500 cars.
Okay.
B, 7,000 cars.
Okay.
C, 14,000 cars.
Okay.
And D, 28,000 cars.
Okay. 3,500. What was the one after that?
Seven. They all double. 7,000, 14,000, 28,000.
Okay. Okay. 6 months. I wish I had more statistics on like abandoned cars literally anywhere. that would have helped.
That's a weird statistic to know by the top of your head.
3,500, although seems like a lot, Oakland is fairly big. 7,000, 14,000 sticks out to me like a nice number. But, man, that one's hard because, you know, for the question we had last time about the Camaros being stolen, I thought that would have been, you know, a number in the thousands, and it was like 90 of them.
Oh, yeah, you know?
And so for cars to be abandoned in Oakland...
This will end up being a 91 article later, too.
Yeah. In some form or another. 3,500, 7,000, 14,000, 28,000. I mean, 28 and 14 just sounds like a lot. Or abandoned cars... But, I mean, they would probably be abandoned for insurance reasons. These cars are probably stolen and left in Oakland, much like they're stolen here and left in Compton out in San Bernardino. Stolen cars in general, we're not leaving it to one make. 14,000 final answer.
14,000 final answer.
Yeah.
Okay. You are correct.
Yes!
You are correct. Yes! 14,000 cars.
That's wild.
Reported abandoned in Oakland in 6 months.
You know, like, is there a process for recovering an abandoned car?
So part of the article talked about how the city is spending a shit ton of money for storing all these cars because they have to get, you know, people report them, they get towed, and then nobody comes to claim them.
Oh, so they're probably paying impound lots for storage fees.
Oh, tons. Oh, so now they're hiring something about there that they're hiring to start putting them in other places and taking them out. And they're doing this mass hiring of other trucks to fucking tow them out too. So I'm not sure if that means they're buying their own thing, but apparently it's costing the city so much fucking money and it's getting worse already. So if we ever want to just find something to bucket around and make a lemons car, maybe.
There's definitely some Hondas in there.
Oh.
There has to be.
It's probably 30%.
Yeah. Wow. 14,000 cars.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, I don't know if we should take a trip up there, but maybe go up there and check it out and go do some shopping.
I got some friends up there.
Yeah, do some shopping.
Hang out, yeah.
Send some pictures and go, hey, is this one all right? Yeah, we'll go pick it up.
Yeah. We'll just turn them all into track cars. I won't even register them.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, you're right. Lemon's car, yeah. Let's just steal one.
You can't steal what's been stolen. It doesn't count no more.
The government will tell you otherwise.
I will put a sticker on my truck with the trailer and be like, Tony's towing.
We're going to the impound lot. No storage fees. All right, let's hit that next one.
All right. Next question. Which of these automakers has paused all production and disclosed that they may file bankruptcy?
Oh. Ooh.
Yes.
Fail blog. Okay. Nah, hit me.
All right. Option A, Fisker. Option B, VinFast. Option C, Fiat. Option D, Mini.
Ooh, okay. Mini, BMW.
Let's feel some silence here. Yeah. What's going on in there?
That wasn't even that long. I mean, you got to get comfortable with these pauses. I mean, it's Mini is with BMW. Like, BMW owns Mini. Like, I don't see it. It was Fisker, VinFast. What was the third one?
Fiat.
Is Fiat even around anymore? Fiat is part of GM, I think. No?
Oh, Stellantis or whatever.
Stellantis? Isn't that GM?
I believe that's Dodge, Chrysler, and everything.
Stellantis?
Yeah, I thought so. Somebody fact check us and leave us a comment of how we don't know shit.
Yeah, just right. You don't know shit.
Yeah. Maybe, one of us is wrong.
Maybe that should be our discount code. You don't know shit. Man.
Google
okay.
It now.
Okay. So I know Fisker is having problems. But Nissan was set to bail them out.
It is part of Dodge Chrysler.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes, Atlantis, Dodge Chrysler, Citroen, Fiat, Jeep, Lancia, Maserati. I didn't know that.
So, Fiat. I don't know how it works. I know Fiat is an independent brand under the umbrella, so technically it could go bankrupt. Without all of Stellantis going bankrupt.
I mean, we've seen that with several companies, right?
Yeah.
Scion, Pontiac.
But I'm going to go VinFast, final answer.
VinFast, final answer.
Final answer.
The correct answer is Fisker.
Oh, what?
Yes.
God, really?
Yep. They're going.
So I knew this, but I thought they were working a deal with Nissan to avoid that.
I mean, according to this, it says they may file bankruptcy, but they've stopped production on everything. And I'm assuming that means if they don't get this deal going, that they might be done.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, we've seen companies file bankruptcy and get rid of their debts and just keep going, right? Yeah. But it looks like if they stop production. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they stop production, to me, that says, hey, they either make this deal or they actually might be legitimately done.
Damn. Okay. Damn it. I knew it too, but the Nissan thing got me. Bastards.
Damn Nissan.
And I didn't know VinFast has been sort of like low key through this whole thing. I thought they were doing poorly, but I guess not that poorly.
I don't know. I saw one at my company in the parking lot.
Oh, you saw one? Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Oh, okay.
And then I searched it, and I saw, reviews about it, some little EV crossover thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just ragging on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were
sure.
Just ragging on it, full of bugs or whatever.
Yeah, 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 man. All right, let's go to the next one. Damn
all
it.
Right.
One, you got one, I got one.
Yes.
All right.
This should make it interesting for the rest now.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I love this one. The Club.
Okay. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I added it in there. It's not actually the club. It's an off-brand, I think, of it. But
oh, okay.
I'm just adding it in there because, you know, shout out to the GOAT.
Yeah. The greatest security of all time.
The club or steering wheel lock prevented many thefts for the car world. In Vegas, March 22nd to 24th, this weekend.
Okay.
They are going to be aiding in this problem.
Okay.
No?
No.
Okay. I thought you were plugged into the club.
No, definitely not. Yeah. I mean, it's Vegas. Which clubs are we? I mean, yeah, go for it.
A, the theft and abandoned cars in the city.
Okay.
B, the Hyundai TikTok thefts.
Okay.
C, Camaro takeover thefts. Or D, Honda Chop Shop theft spike.
Okay. Honda Chop Shop theft spike. That just sounds, it sounds like bait to me. The first one, what was the first one? Just general car theft?
General car theft and abandoned cars.
Okay. Well, I don't
or know. I guess theft leading to.
And then there was the Hyundai thefts. And then the third one was?
Camaro takeover thefts.
Camaro takeover thefts. I'm eliminating Camaro takeover thefts. That was LA news. This is because you said Vegas in the question, right?
This is in Las Vegas.
Hyundai thefts. The club? Come on, Vegas. Do better. general car thefts and abandonment. The last one is Honda specific in Vegas. I'm going to narrow it down to the top two, which was general car thefts and Hyundai thefts. I'm going to go Hyundai thefts.
Hyundai thefts.
Yeah.
And the correct answer is Hyundai thefts.
Yes. Yeah. I can't believe, like, everything but the people that are making these cars are dealing with this problem.
So, you know? Supposedly there is a software update they're doing as well, actually.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But so they're saying they're going to do it at a dealership there.
Okay.
They plug in something underneath the steering wheel, do this firmware update, and give them a club. And to me, when I read that, I was like, wait, what the fuck?
So they're gonna, like, they're going to pretend to hit some keys.
I was like, how little confidence do they have in this update to be giving them a club?
That's the right question, dude. That's the perfect question. That's the question everyone needs to ask, right? It's
yes.
Like, really? Okay, yeah. So exactly. How much confidence do you have in your software update that you're giving away the club? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, oh. What, like, think of the, like, we got to think of the, like, the boardroom in which they made this decision.
I, you know what? This is like one of those things we were talking about where it's like, this could have been a 91 article.
Oh,
Hyundai 100%. Issues clubs to people who bought their car.
100%. 100%. Like, I mean, what's literally the first question you ask is the first question that I would ask if we were in that corporate boardroom and they proposed the idea, hey, let's give them all clubs after we do some stuff on the computer. Like, it just, oh, my God. They have zero confidence.
They have none.
None. What can we do to improve the situation? Well, we could do a software update. No, that's going to cost a little too much money. We could pretend to do a software update and give them the club.
How many knockoff clubs can we buy for?
Oh, it's a Korean
honestly,
club, man. It's made of plastic.
One. This yeah, my that, favorite one. This is my favorite. I was so happy.
Are you sure that wasn't on The Onion or something?
No,
like,
no, this is legit.
Unbelievable,
man. It made my heart so happy to read this one. I was like, yes.
That's so stupid. That is so stupid. Oh, my God. Okay, next question.
All right, you're looking super good.
Don't jinx me.
I'm not going to jinx you. Don't worry, because this next question for you is going to end up being a givey, and I'm going to kick myself in the ass for it. actually, you know what? I'm gonna save that one for last.
Oh shit!
Let's go build a little suspense here. Let's see if you can get this one first, and then I'll give you the gimme.
All right.
Bentley sales are down this year.
Oh no!
Yes, I know. The CEO on an interview explained the reason why the sales dropped this year.
Okay.
That reason is?
Multiple choice me.
All right. A, inflation costs drove buyers to lower end cars.
That does seem like some uppity shit somebody would say, but go for it.
B, emotional sensitivity to the poor.
What? So they're like empathizing with the poor? Is that what it is? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
C, cancel culture.
Oh, God, these are all pretty good.
D, customers waiting for their new EV launch.
So I feel like the customers waiting for their new EV launch is probably the most normal option, but I would not excuse them of the first three. Those all sound like Bentley owner, Bentley manufacturer things. I don't think they would.
Exotic cars in general.
Yeah, I don't think Bentley or any exotic car manufacturer is really worried about poor people, unfortunately.
That's fucked up.
It's the truth. And what was the first one?
Inflation costs drove buyers to lower end cars.
Rich people are immune to inflation. So that's not true. And the third one?
Cancel culture.
I don't know that Bentley's been involved in any scandals that I'm aware of. I'm going to go EVs. Last answer.
The most boring one.
The most boring one.
All right. The correct answer is B.
Ooh.
Emotional sensitivity to the poor.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me? What? Why is this not bigger news? Maybe it is, and it just didn't make my radar.
So,
what's the context?
So the context is he claimed that buyers are feeling guilty because people are struggling, and they feel like they're being judged for driving around in a Bentley, so that they're being emotionally sensitive to those in need.
This further proves that no matter how high you make it in terms of what you would consider conventional success, that does not preclude you of being a complete idiot.
Yeah, I can give you this is the exact quote.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's you know, it's not as crash as the poor. I just thought that'd be funny. Yeah.
Okay.
It says his exact quote was, "We had an uneven performance for the first time in about 4 years. Even though our customers can still afford our cars, there was a level of emotional sensitivity that slowed down demand."
Oh, my God.
And that's when he went into his tangent about people struggling and them feeling guilty for being in their Bentleys.
Oh, so he did elaborate on it a little. I thought he maybe, like, touched it on the surface and didn't go any farther.
No, he kept going, and I'm like, this fucker, wow.
You know what? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that he genuinely feels that guilt, and that's what he's projecting. That's respectable.
He wouldn't be a CEO if that was true.
Ah, that's exactly where I was going. That's exactly where I was
CEO
going. It's
with
like
that.
Maybe we'd have more headlines about Bentley doing humanitarian work if that was the case. You know what I mean? Like, wow.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
There are a million ways that you could excuse the numbers.
Absolutely.
Right? Competition in the space, the EV reason that you put down. You should have been their PR guy. Like, that's insane.
Telling you, if I'm available for marketing, if...
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, see it for Bentley. Would you do marketing for Bentley? Now knowing this, he probably wouldn't hire you.
He wouldn't hire me.
Oh, no,
but
he would.
It.
Just tell him you're poor. He'd be like, oh, my God, pobrecito.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my God, man, that's crazy.
so nuts.
It's
different
okay,
worlds. They live in different
maybe
worlds.
Maybe we're being cynical. Maybe we're being cynical, right? Maybe. Because we're assuming all rich people are not going to care about poor people. But in general, statistically, that's the case, right? But Bentley owners, I don't know, man. It's ridiculous. Man, you've got these are really two really good ones.
These last two
are solid.
Those
man.
Were like my favorite ones. I spread them out hoping that we would go back to, you know, one after the other
you
with
really
the guests.
Did, yeah.
And I would have those two as like some good ones. But,
okay, yeah. No, now we're going back and forth with me. We're down to the last question. This one decides it all. All right.
Damn, I'm not excited for this. Damn,
man. Oh, man. I'm not gonna fall into this false confidence you're trying to give me.
Well,
here.
We'll see.
All right.
This famous rental car, trashed, donut whipped by a famous race car driver and stolen, has just been recovered. What car was this?
Can you read that question again?
This famous rental car was thrashed, donut, like whipped donuts or yeah. whipping shitties.
Whipping shitties. Yeah, callback.
By a famous race car driver.
Okay.
And was also stolen. But it's now been recovered.
It's a famous rental car.
What car was this?
I'm going to need the multiple choice.
A, Mustang GT.
Okay.
B, Toyota Supra. C, AMG GTS.
Okay.
Or D, Skyline GTR.
Ooh, man. I really thought this was actually going to be a gimme, but I knew to keep my expectations low. So it's famous for being a rental car. Mustang. I feel like I ran out of beer. I feel like all Mustangs are like six cylinders when they're rental cars. Toyota Supras. I mean, Enturo. Mercedes rental car. Not really. Skyline? Never heard of it being as a famous rental car. So I'm going to go. I mean, it makes sense it to be the Mustang. Super rental car. Super rental car. Oh, man. I'm going to go Mustang.
Mustang
final answer.
Okay.
Yeah, Mustang.
The correct answer is D, Skyline GTR.
No! Well, how is it a famous rental car?
Lewis Hamilton rented one in Japan, whipped a ton of fucking donuts, ended up smoking up the gearbox.
I had no
idea.
And
it was stolen last year.
I had no idea. No clue about this.
Even the story. Dude, this was on my radar.
Yeah.
It became famous a couple years ago when he rented it. And, like, he had done, like, a video on Instagram or some shit of him doing the donuts and shit.
Wow. That completely went over my head.
Yeah, the rental car company was pissed.
Damn, man. You are victorious. You further increase your lead instead of me doing.
I really thought this was a gimme for you because it was F1.
No way. This one did not hit my radar at all.
Yeah, he got caught for, you know, fucking doing shitties in there. Whipping
you know
shitties.
What? I like Lewis Hamilton just a little more now. You know, it's like way to like rental car. You know, that's points. Whipping shitties, points. And the car got stolen recently.
So the car was still a rental car after this whole incident.
Right.
After the whole incident, they were talking about how he owed money because the fucking thing was smoking out of the gearbox and
yeah,
all kinds of shit, right?
Yeah.
After that car was like famous. You knew you can go to this rental company and rent the same GTR that Lewis Hamilton was in, right?
Right, right.
It got stolen and missing for months. This was last year when it got stolen.
Okay.
And they just found it in a shipping container just about getting ready to ship out of Japan.
Ooh, so whoever stole it thought, it's been long enough. They won't
Dude,
notice
parts
it.
Parts was missing. Like,
oh, my God.
I think more than likely it was it didn't get into specifics on, like, where it was going because I was trying to find that to see if it was getting shipped out here or Saudi Arabia somewhere,
right.
You know. But parts were missing off of it. And if it would have gotten through, like, there'd be no ever finding that thing again.
Damn. Wow. I didn't even know you could rent a Skyline GTR. What do you know? It was an R32, 33,
30, 34.
34. Yeah. Wow. A year ago, it was still. Oh, man.
And I think it has a. I mean, you can't really read that, but.
Damn.
Can't read that, but yeah, this is the rental car.
God. I mean, he has the money, but a year ago, it was still worth six figures. That car was still worth six figures.
Yeah, well, this was 2022 when he rented it.
And it's still worth six figures, definitely. That's like the peak of like COVID pricing.
Yeah, and that's what it was. In 2022, it was during the Japanese Grand Prix. He rented it and fucking filmed himself doing donuts in it. And then you just saw the fucking, from the shifter boot, all the smoke coming out.
Wow. I mean, that's interesting that he did that as an F1 driver. He's so high profile, you know,
I mean,
in Japan too.
You just gotta do it though. Like
I feel like that's like taboo in multiple ways. You know, one is a Skyline GTR, two, it's in Japan. But if you have the money, it's like you can get away with whatever you want.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. I really thought you fooled me with the gimme. But yeah, you're right. I probably would have thought the same thing. Damn, man. I should have been more in tune. See, I'm not really I'm recently becoming a Lewis Hamilton fan. I haven't been, you know, most of my life.
Got it. All right.
Man. Ah, damn it. Well, you further your lead. Now I just have to make sure this keeps going until I catch up. But let's get into our sort of winging it segment, kind of talk about some updates. You were hired as, you know, half of the Facebook Marketplace negotiators. You were hired to represent someone and sell a car.
I fought for them.
Hell yeah. How did that go? What car was it?
So, brother-in-law.
Okay.
Rest in peace. He's a... No. Wait, let me finish. Sorry, I realized it after I said it. I was like, oh, hold on.
I'm like, dude, he was alive last week. Like,
rest in peace. They have twins now. My sister and my brother-in-law have twins now. So he's getting rid of the fun car.
Oh.
And they bought a minivan.
Oh.
Yes, it. Hate man, to see it, man.
Dude,
hate to see it.
You lost the figurative testicles, you know? Like,
They hit me up and said, hey, they're swamped with twins right now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So they're swamped and they're like, hey, could you sell our Chevy SS for us?
Okay.
So it's a 2014 Chevy SS. I wish they would have told me to do it sooner.
Okay. Why do you say that?
My sister hit a pole.
Oh, so you have to sell it damaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird niche car, you know what I mean?
It is. Although I have a little love for it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, me too. For a little bit I thought about like, I'll just take it from
just
add it to my stable, you know?
Right.
But it runs good, it's super clean, it's low miles, they don't leave the city. Like
Yeah.
The only thing about it was just that damage that she did.
Right, yeah.
But it's such a weird niche car that when I, you know, you look up and try to figure out where the market is at, right?
Right, yeah.
And, dude, it's wild. Salvage title, they're going like 25K.
What? Yeah, no, dude, I mean, I've looked them up, and I always stop looking them up because of how expensive they are.
Yeah.
And how much they hold value, which is great. Right, but
it is. But at the same time, if you look at how long they've been posted,
maybe they're not actually selling.
I don't think they're actually selling. Some of the ones I've seen have been up for months.
Okay, that makes sense.
Months. So originally, he's like, "Well, I just want 25 for it." The dealership offered me 21 on trade-in.
Okay,
and I was like, I kind of threw it. I was like, "Nah, you don't take 25 for it. Like, what the hell?
Nah, unless you're selling
don't
it
take
to
21.
Me."
Like, yeah. Take 20. I'll give 20.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, we can get more than that. We can get more than that. So thus the Facebook Marketplace negotiators.
Right, yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to go for like 30.
Okay.
I figure that's fair. It's not going to sit for a long time. I can negotiate that in there. Clean title stuff I was seeing like at 38.
Oh, shit.
Dealerships that was seen at 40.
What?
Yeah, some dealers are still selling them at 40K. It's wild.
What?
Given though was the newer one, like the last ones they made.
But that was what, 2013?
2017?
2017.
And his was like a 2014. His was one of the early ones.
Ah, oh, man.
But still,
40K?
That's still a lot that old, dude. It's still a lot for that old.
Yeah, I could get something way more fun for 40K.
Way more. Yeah. Way more. But yeah. That was dealer, private party. They're sitting in the mid to kind of high 30s.
Yeah.
My caveat was the damage.
Right.
Originally, I thought, like, all right, it looks like just they sent me a picture, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And when I went to go see it in person, it was a little bit more.
Oh, really? Is it just one area?
It's one area, but I thought it was just fender.
Okay.
Right? I thought it was just fender, all day, swap it, whatever, done, right?
But it was?
It little bit of headlight and bumper full replacement. There's no repairing the bumper for sure.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He had a... It looked like a colored paper clip. I think he drilled a hole and held a little piece with that.
Oh, my God.
I was like, hey, dude, no. That's supposed to be a zip tie.
Yeah, 100%. I was just going to say, he hasn't discovered zip ties yet.
But he used, the car's red, so he used a red paper clip. And I was like, all right, I see what you did, but you can get red zip ties, fucker.
A paper clip. What a MacGyver-ass brother-in-law, dude. Okay.
So I was like, all right. Maybe 30 might be a little bit harder to get now.
Yeah.
And then there was a little bit of damage on, like, the interior. I think maybe the heat got to some of the leather and the stitching was starting to come off.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
This was last weekend when I posted it.
Okay.
I'm sending the buyer to meet with my brother-in-law at the bank this Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Already?
It's gone. It's gone.
It's gone.
Well, it's
how
going
much?
To be gone.
What was the final sale price?
Final negotiation was 29.
Nice. Good job.
Not bad.
Be sold by the time we post this, right?
By the time we post this, it'll be gone unless, you know, homie don't have the finances. Yeah, In which case, I'd had other people.
Okay. But, I mean, your brother-in-law wanted 25. You got 29.
Yeah.
Right? Now the real question:
I got a commission. I'm
what's
shaving.
What's the
I'm
commission? Yeah. you really sold it for 40.
I sold. Yeah, yeah. I posed as a dealer. Yeah.
No, but what's your commission?
They're gonna give me like I think like $1,500.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, that is going to the Facebook marketplace negotiator's business. No, that's cool, man. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because he wouldn't have. That's more than he would have gotten.
Yeah, for him it was more of a time thing.
Yeah,
his was a time thing. He's like, hey, can you post it? I just want 25 grand, and I'm the one that said like, no, we're not gonna do that. Like, I could have just posted it at 25 and just been cool.
Some would argue that those twins get to eat because of you,
right?
Yeah, yep, hell yeah, yep, dude. Yep. that's pretty good, man. I mean, I think that's a good deal for all parties.
I think so. I think it's fair. I think it's fair. It gives them a budget to make those repairs.
Which is like two grand.
A good reputable shop might be around four, I think.
Okay.
Well, repainting that area. I mean,
who goes to a good reputable shop these days?
If you're dropping that much money, you better be, damn it.
I mean, because it's a bumper and a fender and paint, right?
Headlight.
Oh, I don't know how much those headlights cost.
I don't. That's a headlight replacement. I figured.
Yeah.
Anything in that range is probably a couple $100 minimum, right?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I can see. So okay. Yeah.
I think it ended up fair. They're going to be able to make their repairs and have that $34,000 worth back. You know what I mean? With the little elbow grease from their side, kind of thing.
Damn. Okay. Oh, nice job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another successful story from the Facebook Marketplace negotiators.
Yes, sir. Fun caveat, kid's first car.
Oh, that is stupid.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I didn't ask, but he said it was his first car.
What would you estimate from looking at him?
From looking at him, he looked like 16, 17, dude.
Oh, man. Did you meet the parents?
Yeah, it was with the test drive. You know, I sat in the passenger seat, and it was with the kid and the dad in the back seat.
Oh my! You think the dad knew
what it
was? Like what it was?
He knew what it was.
He knew what
he
it was.
Absolutely knew what it was. I kind of made the mention of it, like that's quite a bit of car for your first one. And he's like, well, he's super responsible. He's not gonna mess around with it. And I'm thinking in my head, like, Okay.
Damn. Sure. I mean, granted, I'm being a bit of a hater here because at that age, I would have loved.
Whatever happened to the shit box for the hoop?
That's how we all started, right? Yeah. 100 horsepower max, a piece of shit, but you were having the great time of your life, and you still found ways to almost kill yourself in it.
Can you imagine doing it with 400 plus horsepower?
I don't know that I'd be here, if I'm being honest. I don't know that I'd be here. I don't know.
Yeah, I was kind of like, man, I'm about to go call my dad and be like, yo, the fuck?
Dude, I mean, there's still a chance even now that I'd get myself into trouble with that kind of power, you know?
You have it over there.
Exactly, right? Like, I know for a fact. I mean, do stupid things every once in a while.
I know for a fact it'll just sit in the driveway anyway.
But before then, yeah, no, but that's the, dude, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he's right. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's a responsible kid or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know that responsibility is immune to horsepower.
I don't know, man.
I think the more horsepower you have, it's just horsepower is that little devil on your shoulder, man. Like, the more you have of it, the more you're just, like, tempted to step on it a little more, a little more, a little more.
Maybe.
I had a lot of friends who couldn't handle, you know, horsepower.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that couldn't handle a little.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Even now, man, that's wow. Good for him, though.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
I wish.
Oh, dude, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I'm thankful that I didn't. I am thankful. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just, God, I remember driving Hondas.
Yeah, if anything, and you know, obviously no hate, no nothing, right? We're just trying to look at this from different angles, right? If anything were to happen struggle bus style and the kid had to step down from something like that into a hoopty.
Yeah.
What would that fucking...
It's devastating.
Yeah, that's a huge hit.
Yeah, that's devastating. Like it's like getting your wiener cut off.
Dude, yeah.
That's what it is.
Easy, because it's kind of like sometimes I drive around my old-ass fucking Cobra that honestly, if to the normal people perspective, it's fucking regular old car traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think about driving, and I was like, I don't care. I fucking love this thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like if you start there... Anything else is like, fuck.
Yeah, your expectations. you're 100% right because it takes a while to get to a point where you're sort of comfortable with not. You need to almost have another car in order to be okay with an underpowered car.
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh,
like yeah, if it's your daily, like it's man, that's rough. Yeah, you're almost he's at a disadvantage. He doesn't get to go through the progression. You're right, the struggle bus progression of cars. Because, yeah, I mean, if you start at that level of horsepower and then end up having to jump into a Prius, which sometimes inevitably happens.
Well, let's adjust that. He has to go from the SS to an SE Camry. That's still like almost 300 horsepower.
How much is the SS horsepower?
420?
A Camry, an SE Camry now probably has like 300.
They do have like 300. Yeah. But that's a downturn. That's him at low horsepower at that point, right?
Yeah.
So let alone if you go all the way down to like a Prius.
That's you're not going to, that's rough, man. I wonder what his next car is going to be then. You never take a step back.
I have no idea, man. Yeah. I have no idea.
Because. Ooh, your first car.
Next car has to be like a Corvette or something, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. That would be the natural progression from there. Yeah. He's going to stay in the LS family.
We got you this SS because it's automatic four-door and practical.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The dad totally deluded himself. Because of those factors.
It's automatic and it's four doors.
Did he say that out loud?
No.
I was going to say, oh, it's four doors. It's practical. It's a sedan. It's a family car.
Yeah.
No, oh God, that
insurance will be cheap.
Oh no, that's a whole other thing. You're right.
Yeah, what is that insurance? Because I got insured as a teenager with some pieces of shit,
and it was still expensive.
And it was still expensive. Absolutely.
That what is it? That payment's gonna be like $500 a month.
I guess he doesn't have a car payment, so.
Damn. Oh man, that's I didn't even consider that. Like, your first car is a $30,000 car. That kid is he's living life.
Oh, he's pulling.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Pulling. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, big time. 16 years old in an SS. Yeah, you're killing yourself.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Oh God. What? Yeah. To go back, if you could go back in time to your first car, right, and have any car you wanted, what would it have been?
Like, swap it out for something expensive?
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been some Cobra Mustang, and I would have killed myself.
It would have been the new, like, whatever was new at the time.
No, it would have been a Terminator.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm trying to think of that era, 2007, 2006.
Yeah.
I got my, around 2005, 2006, I got my first car. So that the newest was the retro models, right? The retro S197 Mustangs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't. Like, I have one now, but I still don't really like the body style that much.
Right, right.
I would have went with a Terminator.
That makes sense.
And I would have killed myself.
Oh, 100%. What's the horsepower on a Terminator?
410 or 430.
Damn. Because for me, it would have been the 2JZ GT Supra,
mm-hmm.
Which is
276.
slow by today's standards.
Yeah.
But
are also, you know, no advanced traction controls or anything, you know what I mean?
100% would have ended up. I mean, I did crash my Honda at some point. Granted, it was more of a fluke situation, but it was crashed.
Yeah.
So to do that with 170, 200 more horsepower, probably, realistically.
My first car was a 190E.
Oh, really? The Mercedes?
The baby bin. Well, sort of. So I think we went over this a little bit. I used to flip the cars, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Bought a bunch of Civics, Camrys, whatever, just to get them out, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
keep any of them. The first one that I was meant to keep was the 190E.
Oh, because you love German cars.
You know, it was a nice car. it was a nice car. I actually really liked it.
Yeah,
a nice car. Yeah. Originally, it was the Q45.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Which, hindsight, I should have kept that one and got rid of the Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have.
Yeah, I mean, for like reliability alone.
Even power.
Yeah.
It had the
V8. Yeah.
The Q45 had the V8, but the body style I didn't like. It's kind of ugly body style.
Yeah.
I still think that. I like the car, but I still think it's kind of an ugly car. The square body, because it was a 1990 or 91 190E. That square body looked better.
Yeah.
So I kept the Mercedes. I literally got those at the same time, and I was like, oh, one of these I'm going to keep for myself. And I went with the Mercedes, and it was a mistake.
Yeah, you bought a briefcase and everything.
It didn't even last long.
I'm sure.
The head gasket blew.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to put it together, and
sounds right.
Thus the root of my disdain for European cars.
Ah, that'll do it.
We put together this car, and it ran great before the head gasket blew.
Yeah.
Afterward, and I couldn't figure it out, what I thought my dad and uncle were like fucking mechanics, you know, with the knowledge. They couldn't figure it out, but the thing just surged non-fucking-stop. And then they tried to do something else to it, and then somehow the security locked us out from the whole fucking thing. After that, I was like, fuck these German cars.
Yeah, sounds about right, man. Everything is a major problem that you have to take ages to diagnose. But I still do it. I mean, I started at the bottom for everything. I started with the slowest Honda. I started with the slowest BMW. It was a 4-cylinder, which I didn't even know existed until I bought that one. But I don't think I would change any aspect of my automotive adventure. I don't think I would have wanted to. Of course, I would have wanted to have a Supra. But if I went back knowing what I know now, I think I would have still done it the same way. Is there any aspect of your automotive adventure that you would have changed, either one or all of it?
Oh, well, I think I already said the first one. I would have kept the Q45.
Oh, you would have kept the
Q45. I would have kept the Q45.
Yeah, you'd have a bigger appreciation for German cars today.
I would have more than likely bought a German car somewhere along the line if that Mercedes didn't stain me for so long.
Oh, man.
Actually, and to this day, I've still not purchased another one.
I think that's okay with me because you're a bit of a wheeler dealer. You've been doing it for a really long time, so you're just competition for me in the market. This might be an alternate reality where you would have owned this E92 M3. You would have discovered it. You would have paid $14K for it.
It's true.
You would have had it, and I would have been here 13. All depressed. No proof. Didn't happen. I would have paid $12 in another alternate reality. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I think that is our episode. You can find us at 91octane.com. That is all letters, no numbers. Also, like and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. Follow us on Instagram at 91octane. If you want to send us any emails, info@91octane.com. Any last words?
Let's race.
We should race. Yeah. We should race. To the liquor store because I'm feeling a little thirsty. Have a good night.